When I was 15 years old, I had a job, and except for myself and one friend, everyone else was African Americans from the South Side of Chicago. They were all my father's age. They were so beaten down by poverty, and they didn't have a chance. And I love them, and they love me. Why? Why do I get to live, you know, a nice life, and they don't? Because of color. It just seemed like such a contradiction. The very basis of the greatness of America is freedom. And the Vietnam War was raging. And in those days, there was a draft. If you get drafted when you're 18, you either go to jail or you go to war. Or you escape the country and be a felon. Serious. I had many questions. I joined the civil rights movement. I expressed my concern about the war. I joined the counterculture. When I was 19, my friend Gary asked, come with me to Europe for a summer vacation. I said, I have no money. He said, I don't either. But Frank's gonna pay for both of us. Frank was from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So I said, he's gonna pay for both of us? Okay, I'll go. So we got a flight to Iceland. And because there were no volcanoes at that time, we got to go on a connecting flight to Luxembourg. And I remember the first day Frank got robbed. He didn't have all that money, all that much money, because the first night we were in Luxembourg, we all three crammed into this tiny little tent. That was what he could afford to pay. But then he got robbed, so we didn't even have a tent anymore. So he went back, and Gary and I, we were searching. And more, I was coming to the conclusion that the same kind of hypocrisy and shallowness that the counterculture was revolting against was really the same, just in a different package. I really wanted transformation. I heard Martin Luther King speak that if you don't have an ideal that you're willing to die for, you have nothing meaningful to live for. I was craving for that ideal. Mahatma Gandhi spoke. I read his words. Be the change you want to see in the world. Not just talk about it and revolt about it, be it. And I came to my own conclusion. It was a calling in my heart that that change had to be something spiritual.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.